now.
There's going to be more layoffs. This is just in the CFL office. There's teams. We're all sitting there waiting for the teams to announce it. The team staff themselves are waiting for it because it is coming. And if you think stenciling your name on a base for the Grey Cup trophy is going to save the CFL, I have some oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you.
How about that?
We're making a change in your department. Really? Who's in my department? You.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada, Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to a Football Friday. How you doing, John Frenzy?
I'm doing great, Rod.
A real treat for our viewers today. Darren DuPont is not here. He sends his regards. We've got Hall of Fame, Rough Riders broadcast, John Lynch with us here, the Don Cherry of football. I think I've asked you this before, but I'm going to say it again. Do you like that nickname?
Love it.
You love it?
Yep.
Oh, good. John Frenzy's with us, and this is the warm-up where we're going to cover all things sports in the quick six show topics here, but there's a lot of football today, and heaven knows there's a lot of things to talk about, even though the CFL season's been canceled. We're still going to talk CFL. You, Lynch, want to talk NFL.
Well, right? Just about the first game.
Right. Next Thursday night, the kickoff to the NFL season, college football, all the rest. It's a lot of football today, and our guests are awesome. I want to say, hey, to Rick Campbell, who's already logged in from the Lions training facility in Langley, or Surrey, BC, sorry. Hey, Coach Campbell, thanks for logging in. Can't wait to chat with you. You got some stories about his dad, Hugh Campbell, I bet, eh? Old Gluey,
yeah,
Huey.
I sure do. I know him. I know him fairly. He's a good guy.
You called some of the games that he played,
didn't you? A lot of them. He was a real good guy. I'd go and talk to him. Sometimes I would talk back to you, and he'd get mad at you for saying things. why did you say that I made a great catch there? Why not? You did. Well, it wasn't a great catch. It was right in my arms. You know.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That happened?
Yeah.
Okay, Rick, we're going to unpack that. And by the way, Hugh Campbell, Gluey Huey, I can only imagine that was because of his hands, was voted to the Rough Riders all-time team by TSN. Did you notice that? Hugh Campbell.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't he be?
Well, because I don't think Weston Dressler was. There's always going to be a little bit of consternation with these
picks.
You've
got a lot of Western wrestler fans around, hey, folks? You've got to get him voted to some
team. That's what I'm saying.
Got to get him voted to an all-star team somewhere.
Yeah, Rick Campbell's going to be with us from the BC Lions. James Duthie of TSN. We'll talk Stanley Cup with him. A little CFL, too, if he's down. And Juwan Breskison of the Toronto Argonauts, wide receiver. 4 years with the Calgary Stampeders, and now he's with the Argos. Whenever the CFL fires back up, he'll be with the Bowman.
He's a good football player.
He's fantastic. Canadian, too.
Yep.
Producer Clark saying, Lynch, pull your mic right in close. There you go. Thank you. So, those are the guests. Are you ready, Jordan, with the quick six show topics? Thank you. Let's do it. Look, I am so looking ahead. I'm not even looking to last night, where the Vegas Golden Knights were blanked 4-0 by the Vancouver Canucks. I boldly predicted on this show yesterday that my Golden Knights would end it last night, and they didn't. They fired 48 shots on Thatcher Demko, the goalie for Vancouver. He stopped them all.
Fourth
greatest playoff performance by a goaltender ever for a shutout.
Surprising.
And now we're going to Game 7 today. And I'm on a little bit of pins and needles. It's a doubleheader of NHL games today. Game 7's 2 p.m. Mountain, Dallas, Colorado. 7 p.m. Mountain, Vegas, Vancouver. It's led to our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Who should the Golden Knights start in goal tonight? Robin Lehner or Marc-Andre Fleury? Obviously, I voted for the Flower. Here's my NHL analysis. The Golden Knights have painted themselves into a corner. They've now lost two straight with Robin Lehner. They have to go back with the Flower tonight. End of story. There's no way that they can't.
I'm surprised they lost two like that, really.
I thought none more than they're surprised.
Yeah. Well, they're a tremendous football hockey team. What, third year in existence, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah, the greatest expansion team ever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey, Ed, people are writing in asking for the greatest Labor Day memories and stuff. Look, we will get to a lot of the football today, but this is the quick six show topic, so just hang on. OG Anunoby of the Raptors, the three-point shot yesterday. I watched it. I don't know if you did or not.
Sure did.
I got a notification on my phone. Tight game. Celtics-Raptors. You better tune in. So I did. I flipped over from whatever I was on, and I caught the three-pointer to win the game. What was the final? 104-103. Yeah. Raptors are back in the series, but I will say this. It was like they were in a gym. It was nowhere like Kawhi's game-winning shot against Milwaukee last year. No. It was quiet. Everybody seemed stunned. This is the highlight that we're going to watch for 100 years in this empty gym. It's nobody's fault, but did you not feel it lacked some of the...
I sure did. Atmosphere, that's what it lacked.
There was none.
No.
There was none.
None.
It's nobody's
fault. It's so hard to explain to yourself when you think about it as you're watching it.
I'm like, what? We're all going, did that just happen? And then it's just silence in there. And that's where I guess the Stanley Cup playoffs have it a little bit ahead of the NBA in terms of the crowd noise on the broadcast. I can't imagine what it would have been like to have been in that gym for a huge win that was like you were in practice.
Yeah. And now Roger Goodell says yesterday, we're going to get some fans into the games. We're going to open officially this Friday. It's Sunday, I guess, next Sunday, the 10th. And they're going to have some fans in. It's debatable right now how many will be, but we're going to have some.
From one of our viewers writes in and says, good morning, my fellow coronavirus survivors. Hey, we all made it another day, Lynch. Look,
That's right.
Last we looked, 27,000 views of the singular clip where I talked about my take on I've had it with coronavirus controls. Allow us that would like to sign a waiver, play this sport, watch the sport. And for those people, listen, I have some very nasty things were said at me for my take on that, and it really hurt my feelings. If you think that I'm complaining about coronavirus and I'm not allowed to watch live sports and that's why, then you've completely missed it. I'll say it again, although I know you're hearing me, but you're not listening to me. My breaking point this week was a young man who had to give up on his hockey career because the U.S. college that he had committed to isn't playing, so he's done with hockey and he's gone into to be an EMT. And I just thought, I've had enough of trading one life for another life, giving up on dreams. If I had could never broadcast again, I'd be tearing the walls down, Lynch, as would you.
That's right.
And enough is enough. And to say, I get where people are coming from with the, well, that's what seatbelts are for, in case you have an accident. So you have to wear a mask and follow these controls in case you get sick. Apples and oranges. Wearing a seatbelt doesn't ruin people's careers and lives and alter them forever. So anyways, I couldn't believe the amount of support that I got from people. I had a lot of people write me in sports that say, thank you for saying it, but if I'd said it, I'd be fired. So thank you for saying it. People writing me, it's just sports. You need to shut your mouth. That's incredibly selfish for you to say it's just sports, because for most of my friends, it's their life. That's right. It is literally their life. It's how they feed their family.
But sports.
So to say it's just sports, you'd call me selfish.
We get a lot of things thrown at us. Why are you so dedicated? Shouldn't you do something else? Aren't you too intense? Isn't it about time you got away from football? You're just about 50. You're 83 years old, just about dead. Well, how come you still do this? People are pretty sarcastic, especially when you get at parties and a couple of guys got a couple of drinks and a couple of ladies got a couple of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And they wonder, why are you still doing this, John?
Tell me more.
82 or 30, 83 years old. Why are you doing this? I like it. Well, isn't that rather strange? No, it's not strange. I just enjoy it. I like it. People say I'm good. Some people say I'm good. Others don't.
At broadcasting.
At broadcasting. But I like doing it. That's all. Simple as that. I really enjoy doing it. I get a gratification from it. I can walk down the street after I've been in a show and I'm in a new cloud.
That's right. So are you going to a lot of parties?
Different kind of parties.
Different. I can imagine. He told me about the parties where they put the keys on the table. You're right. You'd pick the keys and you'd go home with whoever was had the keys.
But you get dogs.
Right. John Lynch's appearance, by the way, brought to you by Wheaton Kia, right here in the Queen City corner of Albert and Avonhurst. And thank you to Greg Gilbertson and all the crew watching down there today. Lynch has his Wheaton Kia shirt on, and we would have him in a Wheaton Kia hat, but unfortunately they sent over a child's hat. So we're just putting it right here and honoring.
Oh, somebody's going to phone in and say, I should have worn it anyway.
Oh, somebody's going to complain?
Yeah, somebody's going to say, oh, I didn't wear it anyway, like Wayne Grollo probably.
Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster John Frenzy standing in here today for Darren DuPont, who's taken the day off, and Lynch is normal, is crushing it. Anyways, I got hung up there. Point three relates to point one, and that is Marc-Andre Fleury must start for Vegas Golden Knights tonight. I got ahead of myself. I'm very passionate about this. It's time for the flower.
Really
it's the flower hour.
Hmm? Really surprised they made that change.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
But I also said, you have to let Peter DeBoer coach the team. Let him coach the team as this is all unfolding in front of us. But if it blows up in their face tonight and they lose game seven, what is Kelly McCrimmon going to do? What is he going to do? You're talking about Stanley Cup favorites here?
Yeah.
that they might have blown it on a goaltending decision. Yeah. If they lose tonight.
Yeah. That Vancouver team, oh, my gosh. They're incredible. Trent Green's done a hell of a job. Just a sensational job. Four or five kids out there are spectacular. Peterson, no relation,
no.
Is terrific. Really terrific.
What nationality is Lynch?
Irish.
Is it? Patterson is Swedish.
Who cares about my life?
Roxanne Ferris from Rockstar Supply Chains writes in, one of our tremendous partners and sponsors here, says, Frenzy looks the best in the Rockstar of the Day hat. We got you a brand new one today, Lynch.
Yep, yep.
And that one fits your melon.
People love this hat, by the way.
I know they do.
Wherever I go, people talk about my hat. Not me, but my hat.
moving on. Okay, to the football, because it is Football Friday. I'm sorry. We've got too much fun here with my buddy Lynch. Him and my dad graduated high school together, too, by the way. And it's John's 83rd birthday on Sunday, so I just want to say this. Early happy birthday for
you, Lynch.
Thank you very much. It's Labor Day Classic weekend. We should be talking about CFL games. That's where it's no laughing matter, by the way. We do try to distract you for a couple hours here every day on Game Plus TV and Facebook Live, but when we go off the air, the truth remains. There's no CFL games this weekend. Let me just give you one question. What's your favorite Labor Day Classic? Do you remember? Am I putting you on the spot
here? No, Brooks, when he came in. When we had no quarterbacks. Buddy.
Rocky Butler.
Rocky Butler. We had no quarterback. They were all out. He had no chance of winning the game against Winnipeg. And he won 28. We won 28.
He rushed for three touchdowns.
He rushed for three touchdowns, passed for three more. And it was great. And I saw many times after that at the little eat spot where I go up there when I at that time. And I talked to him all the time, and he said, no, I'll be nothing after this. Why? They'll never give me another chance. Yes, they will. And they actually didn't.
He said that.
It was gone by the end of the
And game. He was right.
Yeah, he was right.
Ian Rocky Butler.
Yeah.
Have you not tried to get him on, Clark? You tried to get him on, haven't you? He's a hard man to get a hold of, Rocky Butler. But that's Lynch's favorite, the three-touchdown game. I believe it was 2003. Yeah. It would have been Danny Barrett's Rough Riders against Dave Ritchie's Blue Bombers.
Yeah.
My favorite was my first as the voice of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. It was 1999. You remember it well, Frenzy. Cal Murphy was the Riders coach for the only one season that he was the coach of the Riders.
Yep.
Riders won that game. Curtis Mayfield tied a franchise record with two punt return touchdowns.
Yeah.
G. Roy Simon was playing for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers that day. Yeah. It was his first Labor Day Classic, and the Riders never won another game.
That's right.
They lost their next nine in a row, finished the season 3-15. Cal quit. Al Ford quit. Basically, all the fit hit the shan.
But you stayed.
I stayed. That's right.
Curtis,
that was rock bottom. That was rock bottom for the franchise.
Curtis Mayfield.
He was a stud.
Terrific football player.
He was a stud.
Yeah.
Those are our best. And maybe people can write in for all you CFL fans across the country. What were your favorite Labor Day memories? Can we put this comment up from Trenton, Norway, where it is 6:13 p.m. Norway? Trent writes, Norway calling. May the Canucks win over Vegas. I should just stop reading it right now. That's no respect for the host of this show. He says, great that the Raptors won. May they keep it up. I missed Labor Day weekend, but glad the CFL Sim makes up for this on Monday. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Trent, for that. And yeah, the CFL Sim are computer simulated games, which you finally called a game with me, and you now get it.
I get it.
How really much fun it puts your mind. It takes you away.
Yeah, sure does.
For 2 hours or whatever we do with these computer simulated games. So Monday, by the way, we'll be doing Riders Bombers at 1 p.m. on Facebook Live, Rod Peterson Show channel. 4 p.m., Calgary Edmonton. That was voted by our viewers as Canada's Game of the Week, aside from the Sask Winnipeg game. Moving on. Point five, David Benefield, whom I loved him for a long time, Mr. Furious. Spent two seasons with the Riders. Probably should be in the Hall of Fame, Lynch.
Oh.
You know that.
I guess so.
All-star linebacker, Grey Cup champion, CFL on CBC commentator, just an all-around good guy, David Benefield.
But he should be on the air every
Hang
game.
On. I'll get to that. Penned what I would call an op-ed. And I know a lot of the less educated don't know what that is. That is an opinion editorial, an op-ed. And it was on his Facebook. It was 11 points. I think we got some time here. Do you want to read them? As to where the CFL lost its way.
Certainly. Fantastic.
I'll do it real quick. Here's David Benefield's 11 points on what the CFL needs to do to get better when we come back. Number one, he says, NFL films. The CFL has nothing. So can we really say that in a country of 36 million, there's never been a guy and his dad who love football and movie making enough to want to do the same for the CFL? That's one. Two, fear of saying someone's great. You don't ever hear that about a CFL player, really, do you?
Nope.
Three, the willingness to cut a proven player or fan favorite over $20,000. Yeah. Have we not figured out yet that it makes the league look bush?
Oh, that's so bad. You know me, Matt.
Point four, fear of promoting a player. I often hear it's about the team. Well, it's true, but players make teams. He mentions Warren
Moon. Not about promotion. We go over that all the time.
Earl Campbell, too tall Jones. Point five, the beauty of the backstory or history of the team, its tradition, and the colorful players. You don't see that much. Sorry to say, you don't. With the teams right now. Point six, lack of player comparisons. The idea you are giving light to past players while comparing their styles and abilities to the players of today. It's about greatness. Hell, high school broadcasters do this in the U.S. Point seven, media stiffness. Think he's referring to us?
Yeah, no, we're not.
No, we're not. He's not talking about us. No. He says, have we not noticed the NFL, NBA, and NCAA have people who breathe life into the game?
Sure.
We struggle. He says, we struggle.
Yeah.
Point eight, an aging demographic, afraid of change.
Yep.
Point nine, why is the game only on one TV station?
One network. That's one network. Oh, that's
incredibly short-sighted thinking there.
Like right now, we find out why.
For money.
Yeah.
Well, I knew at the time why they did it. I didn't like it, but you don't know anything, Rod. Just pat me on the head. You don't know anything.
Yeah.
Point 10, fear of being too American. Why we can't reinvent the wheel. We can't tailgate because it's not Canadian.
No.
Social skills, talking to folks you don't know, chilling, having drinks, and food before a game. We don't do that in Canada.
No. Atmosphere. Call atmosphere.
And point 11, unwillingness to promote youth football and sell the story of how great the CFL is. David ends it by saying, I'm tired of talking about this. We haven't been exciting or had energy, let alone relevancy, since the Raghib Ismail days.
Well, he's right.
Signed, Mr. Furious. Yes, but here's the point. You got people saying, he hates the CFL. He's trashing the CFL. They say the same thing about me. You're not getting it. We love the CFL. We see what it's capable of. And it's just been skidding along, getting along across the bottom, doing the bare minimum for too many years when it comes to marketing, because the game is great. It's fantastic.
Canadians love to be negative. One thing, more so than Americans. Canadians love to be negative.
No, we're not patriotic here, and that's a big problem.
We're not patriotic. We love to be negative. We love to be negative about the CFL. Look at the situation this week with a couple of our players were harassed.
Oh, thank you for that, by the way. The guy sent me this. Opt-outs in the CFL. Riders, 25 players. Winnipeg, 16. It just goes down from there. Calgary, 14 players opted out. Hamilton, 14. Ottawa, 12. Toronto, 7. BC, only 5. Edmonton, 5. Montreal, 2 players only. Saskatchewan, 25. I got to think that's a coincidence, but we'll ask Rick Campbell that when we come back. And point six, I know. Football Friday, NFL news and notes. I jotted down a few. Teams are now free to do their own sponsorship deals with betting and gambling companies. CFL's got to do that. Two, Henry Burris staying with the Chicago Bears. Did you hear that? Must have heard that. He's staying on the staff of the Bears.
Oh, that breaks
Henry Burris. Three.
I don't
want. No, it's good for Henry. Why can't you be happy for people?
I can be,
Newton starting at quarterback
like
in week
Henry
one
here.
For the New England Patriots. And the Seahawks are bringing back Josh Gordon. See how we have so much to talk about on a Football Friday? Right. So hang on.
Yeah.
This has been the warm-up. And from Vancouver, Rick Campbell, the head coach of the BC Lions, joins us next. You're watching on Game Plus TV Network in over a million homes across North America, on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting. VMI and vending solutions and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Download the app today.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Just trying to keep you in a good mood and distracted a little bit. It's Labor Day Classic weekend, of course, but there are no classics. But just ahead of Rick Campbell, you missed... Tell me what you just told me about Labor Day Classic.
I've only missed one since 1950. I either broadcast them or was there. And that one, I was away. I was in Yellowgrass to go to my Roy Herb's funeral, my father-in-law, in 1973.
Wow, you only
That's
missed
the only one.
One
I missed.
That's unbelievable. Okay, throw those headphones on. I believe they're turned on as we go out to Vancouver now. We got Rick Campbell with us, the head coach of the BC Lions. And Rick, thanks for sitting through all of that. I appreciate it. How are you doing out there on the West Coast?
Doing okay. Yeah, getting adjusted to not playing football. You know, this should be one of the biggest weekends of the regular season coming up, with it being Labor Day. So that's a little weird, but we're doing okay out here.
Well, they say it's the official, unofficial kickoff to the season, as you know, when the rest of Canada wakes up that the CFL's playing. Have you accepted that there's no season yet, or is this still kind of a punch in the gut that you're not playing this weekend?
It's a little bit of a punch in the gut. I think I'm still getting used to it, even though you knew it was definitely a possibility that the season could be canceled. But until you actually hear the news, I think it's a little bit different. So definitely different. I've been in the CFL. I've not taken a break in this league since 1999. So whatever math that is, 21, 22 years or whatever that is, I've been used to just going. And I've never sat out a season or taken a break. So this is uncharted territory for me personally.
I've heard you refer to yourself as a CFL lifer, of which there are many, Rick, and that's when this is a double punch to the gut. But we're trying to stay positive here. I want to put a smile on your face. Yeah. You heard us earlier say, you know, John Frenzy called the games when your dad played for the Riders. Did you hear that story? John, talk about that, by the way, calling Hugh Campbell's catches. This is great.
One of the great Labor Day games. I mean, your dad caught two touchdown passes, great catches. And I said, just great catches. Like, Hugh Campbell, just fantastic. And he called me up the day later when I was at the park. He said, why did you say that? I said, well, you made two great catches. He said, they weren't there. Nothing routine at all. The ball was thrown right there. You didn't need to do that. I said, yes, I did. You are a great football player. He said, thank you very much.
Does that sound like your dad?
That's the last thing we need in the world is him being told how great he is. So he sounds like a coach, right? Don't pump up the players too much. Don't let them know how they're doing.
So right, exactly. Or never. Yeah, sorry, or never satisfied, right?
Or never get exactly. too emotional. Or never get too emotional, Rick.
Yeah. So exactly. Speaking. One of the first things I thought of when I heard Henry Burris was sticking with the Chicago Bears staff yesterday was you. You coached Hank in Ottawa, of course. You've been around this coaching game forever. I've just felt that Henry, since he retired, was missing something, and I think it was football. I really do. I think this
will when the whole thing happened in Ottawa last year, we had our offensive coordinator leave pretty late in the game as far as going into the season. I actually talked to Henry about coming in and taking on a role, and you got to be slightly crazy. I say this a little bit in jest, but you got to be slightly crazy to get into football coaching. It's a rewarding job, but it's crazy. And I think he was definitely thinking about it. You can definitely tell he loves the game. When he played at quarterback and I got to work with him in Ottawa, you really got to see how much he loves the game and how interested he is in it. And I thought he could do a great job. And, I tried to get him to come in that year. And I just don't think he was quite ready for it, which I understand that he was transitioning out of football. And I'm glad to see that he's staying in there and giving it a shot in Chicago. He'll do great at it.
Oh, I've always said Henry will be good at whatever he does, right? Smart guy, talented guy, and a hard worker. What else is there? But I got to ask you this, Rick. You're so connected in the football world, the coaching world. I was chatting with Mike Kelly the other day where he said the NFL coaching is so much more intense than CFL. Mike's coached in both leagues, but I think there's still only 24 hours in the day. What the CFL's become, I don't think it's a lot different than the NFL in terms of time required, or have I missed the boat?
I agree with that. I think times have changed over the years. I think if you want to win in pro football, whether that's the NFL or CFL, you better be all in. And you better evolve with the times, and it takes a full effort to get it done. It's extremely competitive. The thing about pro football is the talent level is usually pretty much the same. It's very similar. Obviously, there's certain good players on certain teams, and obviously an elite quarterback can make a difference. But you really have to have the players prepared, and then the players have – everybody's got to be all in to win. And it's – I mean, you can – you can look at any game. You can look at Saskatchewan last year, how close it was for them. So it really comes down to a game of inches. And I think if you want to be a full-time professional football coach, there's a lot of people that want to be in this business and do this job. And so you better stay on top of things, or you will get passed by.
Rick, we're out of business right now. Hopefully we can come back next year, everybody's saying, in Regina and I'm sure across the league. We got to get back in 21. Looking forward to football. Really miss it. I'm talking to a lot of people who are split that think we won't be able to make it in 21. I'm no one right now. How do you feel about it? Do you think we're definitely going to get back next year and things will be okay?
I do. I honestly, this year I didn't know. You just didn't know with the information changing week to week and all that. And obviously I'm not a doctor. I can't forecast world pandemics, but I think it's good that we're going to see the CF or the NFL play. Some of college football is going to play. I think we're going to get some answers on how sports is going to work and how it's not going to work. And I'm going to be an optimist and say that we're going to go. I'm a big believer. I've not heard from one person from the powers that be that they want to shut down the league or want to give up on this thing. I think 2020 is going to be viewed as obviously a very different year in many ways. But I think the people, like I said, the powers that be want this league to go in 2021. And like I said, I think either there's going to be some type of vaccine or whatever like that, or else the world's going to continue to have to adapt to keep living and adapt to what's going on, because you can't just stop. So I'm like I said, this is just my personal opinion. I'm pretty confident the league will play in 2021, and I'm confident that the league will bounce back from it.
Some fun questions here, by the way, if you don't mind. The beautiful thing about digital broadcasting, we can see, Rick, where the viewers are, and they just spiked in Vancouver. And some of those are in your office. Matt Baker with the Lions front office wants to know if you've broken 45 minutes on Grouse Mountain yet. How close are you?
Well, 45 minutes, that's not going to happen. So I didn't realize what the grouse grind was, but it's almost about a 3,000-foot vertical thing, and I didn't think I was going to make it the first time. So I've done it three times so far, and I'm just trying to get under that hour mark. So I know Vancouver from visiting here and all that stuff, and been here several times over the years, but it's been pretty interesting to actually live here and be here full time and get to see what's around the city, because it's pretty remarkable. I know people know how beautiful it is here, but it's really ridiculous. The mountains and the creeks and the lakes and the water and all that stuff is pretty pretty amazing.
Well, like you say, it's amazing for a visitor. And once you get to know the lay of the land, I can't imagine what's behind the corners. I remember having a steak with Ken Miller at that keg downtown on Burrard, I think. It doesn't exist anymore, but Kenny's like, I love it out here. I'm like, as a landlord, yeah, like he is. Yeah, it's so great. By the way, Brian Warishin from the Lions Den podcast watching, and he goes, I'm really disappointed I won't get to see Rick coach in 2020. We can go over that. It felt like some really cool things were bubbling with the Lions this year. You fine-tuned your roster a little bit, Rick. Like, that part sucks, because I thought you guys were going to have a big year.
I did too. I really did. I thought it was going to be tough, but I thought there's a veteran group of guys here that I think are really good players, and they lost a couple really tough games last year. The ones that stand out to me is the game in Calgary, where Calgary had to get an onside kick and do those things. Then the game in Hamilton too, where they were up late. So I think they were really close, and just adding some guys that we did in free agency, and then drafting some guys, I thought there was no reason that we can't go and compete with anyone. I've also been really excited about our staff, the coaching staff too. I think it's a group of experienced guys, but also some hungry guys that are trying to work their way up. And so I'm hoping we can do whatever we can to keep as much of this together, the coaching staff and the players, and try to give it a shot. And it's also, it's good for me to be somewhere new where I obviously know the BC Lions and respect the tradition and Wally and everybody that's been here. But I'm just really excited about trying to get out there and do it. And I just remember the days of the Lions of, I played several playoff games as the visiting team where I know I was in BC Place and it was so loud we couldn't hear our snap count. Just stuff like that. So I know there's a fan base here, and I know a lot of people care for the Lions, and I want to be a part of winning here.
Well, in my broadcast days, the park was always packed, 35,000-40,000. If the crowd was under 30,000, it was a disaster. But it was a disaster. We had to find out what's going on. So the fans are there. Do you think you can get them back, or is it going to take a super winning team to do that? Or both?
My number one job is to be a part of putting a winning product on the field, which we want to do. And I know the TV numbers, you guys would probably know better than me, but I know like when the Lions are playing on the road, the TV numbers in the Vancouver area are very good. So there's a good fan base. I think it's a matter of getting people to come downtown, to come downtown to a game and make it, fun to go to a Lions game. I know there's a hardcore group of fans here. I've met a lot of them, and I just can't believe that's totally gone away. Like you said, those days of 35,000-40,000 or more at playoff games. I was a part of it on the visiting sideline, and it was really tough place to play here. So I think we just got to do the right things on the field, like I said, which is my job, and off the field of staying positive and knowing that this can be a good place for CFL football. And that's what we're going to try to do, is build some momentum.
Well, Lynch is talking about Empire Field, right? And the 1966 Grey Cup, he was there. Yeah. I called games in
04. I was not even born yet.
Exactly. 04 and 06, I called games with 55,000 people at BC Place, and it was sold out. I thought, "What? This is unbelievable. This is the CFL at its best." And it was in Vancouver. And by the way,
Say, the other thing that was cool that maybe you guys remember is when it was when the Olympics were going on, and remember they built the portable field out by the CNE grounds?
Yeah, sure.
That
was sold out every game. I remember playing there, and that was whatever that was, 2011 or 12 or something in that range.
10 and 11,
I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome, too.
That was great. It was rocking. Last one. The gentleman, Lorne in Kamloops, wrote me with all the numbers of opt-outs by team. Saskatchewan leads with 25 players opted out. Montreal's got the fewest at 2. You guys have 5. Is that a coincidence, those numbers, or is there a reason? What's your read on this?
I don't know what exactly to read on that for sure. I know I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but part of this is for guys is they're, you know, if they're under contract, they're going to come back to the CFL team they're with. So it's like that window that happens usually at the end of a season where guys could have a chance to work out. I think especially younger guys, like, why not have the chance to be open to the NFL and then you can just come back and play. So I don't know how to read that whole thing yet. I know it kind of looks weird, kind of looks bad when you think a guy's opting out of like trying to get out, but the guys I've talked to don't look at it that way. Like our kicker, Sergio Castillo, he's 29. He's got a baby on the way. He's like, I want to play in BC, and he's under contract with us. But he's like, I'm just going to leave this window open in case an NFL team comes calling and I can earn some paychecks. And I can't excuse it. I mean, how can you? It makes sense to me. And I know that he's totally excited to come back here. If the NFL doesn't come calling for him, he's totally back, coming back to BC. So I think a lot of guys are in that boat of they're just trying to earn money in football and take care of themselves and their families. And I think they still love playing in the CFL.
Just a quick last one from John O'Flynn watching in North Vancouver right now. He says, for Rick Campbell, it's a quick one. Who you got tonight, Canucks or Golden Knights?
I don't know. The Canucks seem like a little bit of a team of destiny. You know, they keep fighting back. I know they were down 3-1 in this series, and now they've got it back 3-3. So I'll be rooting for them and rooting for the Vancouver teams, and hopefully they can keep going. I know they're the last Canadian team going, and I think it'd be good for this city to have them keep them rolling along.
Absolutely. Rick, thanks for the chat. Always appreciate the time, and hope to see you soon out there. Stay safe.
Thanks very much, Rick.
All right. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
You too, sir. Rick Campbell, head coach of the British Columbia Lions, joining us from the Lions facility. And coach of the year, Grey Cup champion, just an all-around good guy.
Yeah.
We got a sports update coming up. We'll check the poll question. Who should start in goal tonight for the Golden Knights, Marc-Andre Fleury or Robin Lehner? And why do you think it should be Marc-Andre Fleury? We'll be right back. It's the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back, everybody. We got Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster John Frenzy in the bunker with us today. No Darren DuPont. A sports update on this Friday here on Canada's daytime sports talk show. Thatcher Demko has written his name in the NHL's history books and kept the Vancouver Canucks alive. Demko stopped all 48 shots he faced as Vancouver blanked the Vegas Golden Knights 4-0 Thursday night to tie their best of seven playoff series 3-3. It was the fourth most saves in a playoff shutout ever, Lynch.
Yeah, right.
Game 7 tonight at 7 p.m. Mountain. And our good friend Eddie Lack says the game should have been moved to tomorrow to preserve the integrity and quality of the game, and I couldn't agree more.
100%.
But our poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center is, who should the Golden Knights start in goal tonight? I'll say it again if you missed it. The Knights have painted themselves into a corner. They have to go tonight with Marc-Andre Fleury. Robin Leonard's dropped the last two for Vegas. What are the results, guys? What do you got on Facebook? It is 75% for the flower. Yeah. It is the flower hour.
Common sense,
tonight.
Man.
It's common sense.
Common sense. Great goaltender. He just had a rest there for a couple of weeks. He's got to go back. He's good football. Good guy.
Good football player, yeah. Ivan Provorov scored late in the second overtime, and the Philly Flyers beat the Islanders 5-4 to force a deciding game. It'll go tomorrow. A buzzer-beating basket allowed the Toronto Raptors to beat the Boston Celtics 104-103 to pull within 2-1 in the Eastern Conference semifinal of the NBA. OG Anunoby grabbed a cross-court inbounds pass from Kyle Lowry and drained a three-pointer at the horn. I love it all. It was exciting. I was watching it, but it was weird because they were in a gym and nobody was cheering.
That's right.
The only people were the Raptors teammates that mobbed Anunoby. Just 2020 all over again. Teoscar Hernandez hit a go-ahead three-run homer in the 10th inning after breaking up Boston's no-hit bid with a leadoff single in the 7th. And the Blue Jays won it 6-2 over the Boston Red Sox. Toronto opened the 5-game series at Fenway Park with a 7th win in 10 games. Did you ever meet Tom Cheek? You know who he is, right?
Yep.
You had to know who he is.
Yep.
Did you ever meet him?
Nope.
Hall of Fame broadcaster of the Toronto Blue Jays, one of my idols growing up. And the Blue Jays win it. Yeah. You've heard him call.
Oh, of course.
Many games. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Rick Campbell made an interesting point. He said, it's a good thing the NFL is playing. He's saying the CFL can't, but it's a good thing the NFL is. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Well, what he says is true. We've got football. There's football. People want to see football. They can see it. It's not the greatest league that's playing, but in some situations, but it's still football. But colleges, man, right now there's college football, and it's division.
Some college football,
division three or four. The Pac-10, Pac-12 are not playing. They're gone for the year. I don't know about the Southeastern Conference. I guess the SEC is going to play.
I don't know. I saw Dabo Swinney making a talk about that from Clemson, of course, and it sounded like there was no decision yet made. I'm not sure. We can all agree it's very confusing, right?
That might be. No decision yet.
From our viewers, Doug McKell writes in, good morning, guys. Go Canucks. You said it, not me. They don't even want to be Canada's team. Why is Canada cheering for Vancouver? Vegas has more Canadian players. I don't get it. John Kirby writes in from Edmonton. He says, Rod, is Halifax still going to get a CFL team? I had a rant on that a while back. As it stands now, no. John, you're following that quite closely. The Halifax politicians have said, no stadium. It's not happening. You've seen that, right?
Yeah, but one of the guys we know who's a Halifax politician said they're definitely going to do it. So you don't know what's going on. It's
again,
sad. It's too bad.
More fake news.
I believe they really want it. I really do.
Who's they?
Fans. People. They've got to show it. But every time they get going on it, something happens. Like right now, I guess things were set for a big deal the 25th of July in the other city. And they were going to have a game, of course, Bombers and Riders. Or Riders and Argos. And they would have sold the place out. It would have been great.
Well, there's no doubt. By the way,
we would have got the other side, ordinary seats on the other side of the field.
I'm sorry. One of our viewers, Ryan Kowalik, writes in and says, yes, the SEC will play. And that's the biggest conference. That's the best teams. I wouldn't say what else do we need, because we'd like to see every conference playing. But it's the best one. So that's good news.
Yeah.
But back to, is Halifax going to get a team? Listen, John, I don't know where you see this going, but I'm actually starting to get excited about where the CFL is going. When I looked at David Benefield's op-ed, which is up at rodpeterson.com right now, on where the CFL lost its way, they can get it back. And I'm sorry that the league needs to be downsized. You saw this, 9 terminations in the CFL head office,
yep.
20 furloughs of employees, which I'd be shocked if a lot of them are brought back.
Yep.
The league needs to be downsized. It will come back. It darn sure needs to be marketed better. That's all of kind of what Benefield said. Because we can agree,
yep. The
football's always been great. Maybe. If there's one thing the CFL people know, it's football, and they should. It's what they do. It's like McDonald's screwing up their hamburgers. They're not going to do it.
No.
But they don't know how to market their game.
No, sure
they
don't.
Got away from it.
Sure don't.
So if they get the costs in line and we get these stadiums filled back up, and hopefully we are playing in 2021. Personally, I have my doubts. But at some point, the CFL comes back. Then I think those prospective Hamilton owners, or Halifax owners, and let's be honest, they're our friends, Lynch.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be a lot more attractive to them to know they're not going to lose tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, because there's cost certainty? With an expansion franchise?
Of course. It would be great. It would be great for them. I hope they do it. I'd love to see them come next year. I'd love to see somebody grab the bull by the horns. How many times have you heard me say that? Eh? And just grab things and say, look, let's do this and that, and we'll make it happen. But they haven't got a guy who wants to do that. We've seen them in the past before. I would love to see one guy grab a hold.
Who?
Jim Hopson.
Oh.
One guy could do it. I know he doesn't want to, he doesn't like me saying this, but he knows when he thinks about it, he's the one guy that can grab the bull by the horns and make it happen. He knows the league inside out as a player, as an administrator, as a boss, as a coach, and he's a winner. He's a winner all the way.
Here's the thing with Hobson. He texted me the other day, we're going to go for supper. He's the Hall of Fame president of the Saskatchewan Roughriders and the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. the author of The Decade of Decadence, and I don't mean the actual writer, the architect of The Decade of Decadence, 4 Grey Cup appearances, 2 Grey Cup championships, sold out stadium every year. Yeah. Maybe he would do it because he knows how to do it. From our viewers, one, Ryan Kowalik says, Roll Tide. Who do you like in the SEC? I like Alabama. Because you know,
oh, Alabama, no question, Alabama.
You're going to be able to watch them every weekend because they're always
year,
on.
One bad year, they're back.
Yeah. John Kirby at Edmonton, is the Saskatchewan Roughriders actually in financial trouble? Because that's what I'm hearing. Dude, you have no idea how much trouble they're in. And
well,
every
we
team.
Don't, we don't know for sure.
Yeah, they are, John. And Nelson, our VP of Sim Events, says, could we see an expansion boom in 5 years similar to what the NLL is experiencing? We could. We'll talk about that when we come back. Hang on. Viewer Takeover next. It's the RP Show, Canada's daytime sports talk shows, coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada out here on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. Chell Benro Carney writes in to kick off this viewer takeover segment and says, it's a great Saskatchewan day, Rod and John, with corner gas on the TV. Happy Labor Day, everyone. I'd say happy kickoff to Labor Day weekend. Did you know Corner Gas is filmed in Lynch's hometown?
Beautiful old Rollo, eh?
I'd like to say you made that town what it is, but I would say Brent Butt did.
Oh, I think Donnie Perkins did.
Don Perkins and Gary Kelly.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not that show was filmed about two blocks from his house.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
from
I know.
From Don's house.
I heard a story the other day of somebody who drove into Rollo, which is Dog River, and they went into the restaurant and sat down and thought it was the actual restaurant. They walked right into the middle of the taping. You could see that happening, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure you could.
So easy.
Sure you could.
That actually happened. You'd have to be here.
I could see that happening.
You'd have to be from here to believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I went on the rant yesterday about it's time to allow us to sign a waiver, the public that's not afraid of coronavirus. And a lot of people in sports write me and say, thanks for saying it. If I said it, I'd be fired. I'm hearing from more people that have been furloughed in sport. I just want to say this again. If you think it's just about sports or just about not watching sports, it's an entire industry. Sports and entertainment continuing to get dummied right now. I'm just throwing it out again that for a lot of us, enough's enough COVID controls. I'm just putting that out there. I don't know why I felt the need to, but I did. From the Prairie Mobile text line, Jim in Bigger Sask writes, hey, Rod, I listened to yesterday's program on the way home from work. You and Dupes talked about attending the horse races in Saskatoon. I grew up at the track as my dad was an owner trainer. If and when the races return, would be more than happy to attend with you and the crew and help explain the betting process and some hot tips. Signed, Jim from Bigger. Now, Delisle. And I appreciate the reminder, by the way, as he writes on the Prairie Mobile text line. It's Friday, right, Lynch?
Yep.
Dark Horse is Woodbine's new, easy-to-use betting app that brings the thrill of the track right to you. Its AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate. Feel the excitement of live-streamed horse races wherever you go. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code DHROD. Download the app for free at PlayDarkHorse.com, available for Android and Apple devices. And don't forget the 161st running of the Queen's Plate coming up September 12th at Woodbine. I'll be watching, I'll be wagering, and I can't wait.
Yeah. People say, what? It's got to be in May. No, it isn't. Not this year.
No, not this year.
Not this year.
It's in September. Yeah. Frenzy, well, from a viewer, let's have a drive-in football game. Drive-in concerts and movies can happen. Why not drive-in sports? That's very possible.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Yeah.
But the NFL's kicking off. You have some stuff you want to talk about. What magazine did you rip that out of?
Sunday Night NFL, football magazine.
Okay.
Sunday Night Football, the schedule for this year will start next Thursday, the 10th, with the Houston Texans in Kansas City to play the Chiefs, National Football League champions. Houston doing a lot of stupid things. They got the guy there, Billy O'Neill, who wants to be the richest guy in football, wants to be the most powerful guy in football. When his boss, Bob Blair, died a month after that, he went over to Bob Blair's wife, Janice, and said, look, Janice, you're handling everything here. I can take some things off your hands. I can take off some of the general management things and the scouting things, and you can just do the public relations stuff and the education stuff. And she said, Bobby, I love you. I'll do that. And he got it. Handed it to him just like that. So he became the guy who's got more titles than anybody else in pro football.
You're talking about the Texans.
Huh?
You're talking about the Texans.
Yeah, the Houston Texans. But he started things off his career off running things by making one of the dumbest trades in the history of football.
Hang on. I need to stop for a second. You're talking about Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
And you're going on a monologue here that we don't have time for. We'll do it next hour, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Bill O'Brien, I don't like him either. They're trying to unseat him in Houston.
Yep.
But I know you're going to go for longer than we have right now. Can you put the comment up from Captain Harvey Ryder? He's the guy that goes to Ryder games dressed as a pirate. You've probably seen him, Lynch, with a pirate hat, green beard. He says, hey, Roddy, Frenzy, great show. Being an old pirate and pillaging is part of the life. Arr! It feels like the NFL is pillaging our ship, the CFL, as she's not floating so well. I'm happy for the players, for sure. They will come back. That's what we'll talk about next hour. The opt-outs, a little more on the NFL, and is it good or bad for the CFL that the NFL is playing? Rick Campbell says it's good for the CFL. I'm not so sure about that. We've got lots to get to. James Duffy coming up. Juwan Breskison of the Toronto Argonauts. Thank you to Rick Campbell. We'll see you next hour on Facebook Live. For the rest of you, we'll see you Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Game Plus.
While there's smoke, there's fire.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating, proudly serving Regina and area since 1978. Updating and improving your air conditioning system does not need to be difficult. You can breathe easy with our 100% satisfaction guarantee, flexible financing options, and maintenance programs. We will be with you throughout the process from start to finish. Contact us today so we can help you breathe a little easier. 306-781-2090.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.